Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. We are walking through the book of Romans, and we're in chapter 2, and I've got an interesting question for you. Why do we still feel guilty, even when we may be denying God's existence? Well, Paul in this chapter tells us something deeply unsettling. Conscience functions as an internal courtroom. He writes in chapter 2, verse 15, "Their conscience also bears witness." That means no one lives without testimony. Thoughts accuse or thoughts defend, and the verdict is never silent. And this builds on Romans chapter 1, verse 32, where humanity knows God's righteous decree, yet approves evil anyway. Conscience confirms knowledge. It does not create it. It reminds us that sin is not accidental, it is chosen. But conscience cannot rescue us. It can restrain behavior for a time, but it cannot cleanse guilt. It may accuse rightly, but it cannot absolve. So left alone, conscience either condemns endlessly or becomes hardened through neglect. So Paul's point is devastating to moral confidence. You cannot claim righteousness simply because you feel bad about sin. Conviction without repentance leads to hardness, not holiness. Conscience is meant to drive us somewhere. It's meant to drive us to someone, to Christ. It is a signpost, but it's not the destination. When conscience does its work properly, it whispers what Romans 3 will soon shout, and that is, we need a righteousness that is outside of our self. And God has been so gracious to give us that righteousness in Jesus Christ. So pray this with me. Lord, don't let me trust my conscience in place of Christ. Let conviction drive me to the cross. And here are two peoples that you can pray for today. Christian and Vanessa Martinez and their family are missionaries in Romania. And also pray for the people of Ghana that they would hear the Grucy LifeWord broadcast.